siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lonkosazana nomthandazo Nkomazana, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele India osekuqhamuke njalo igciwane le-coronavirus labulala abantu abanengi.
Okokuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ngokungamukela ehlelweni.
Namasisane, ungasitshela ukuthi umumo unjani khona ngapho e-India?
Umumo umubi kakhulu cause leli gcikwane bathi selibuye ngamandla, and igcikwane mali liqala la ekuqaleni ku-2020 laphana ilizwe lase-India layenza kahle kakhulu, lathatha amanyathelo aba effective elizweni. At that point wonke umuntu ubemamela, ubelandela umthetho, behlala endlini. Kodwa okwamanje angazi, ngoba mhlawumbe laba abanakayo ukuthi abaphathwanga ngumkhuhlane lo nge-first lockdown laphana, basola ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kungani awusimkhuhlane wamampela, bangani bayaqanjelwa amanga. So into eyenza ukuthi kube kubi this time ukuthi basuka baba nama-festivals amaningi, njengoba likwazi ukuthi ilizwe lase-India lilabantu abaningi, abaningi kakhulu, like it's the second largest populated country in the world. So isiko labo banama-festivals amaningi, basuka lapho babona ngani laphana i-COVID laphana ngani iyayehlanyana, kwaba ngani kungcono, basuka-ke bangena kuma-festivals, kwaba nabantu abahlanganayo abaningi endaweni eyodwa. Ngakho nje igcikwane lelo kwakhanya ngani lamemetheka kakhulu ngaleso sikhathi. Yikho-ke manje sibona kunenani eliningi elabantu abafayo kakhulu.
Nxa sikhangela kumabonakude i-TV siyabona abantu behamba-hamba, belokhu bevunyelwa yini abantu ukubhotabhota?
Abantu abavumelekanga ukuhamba-hamba, yikuthi sebasuka baba stubborn. And enye into yikuthi babona the first time laphana ma kuvalwa kwenziwa i-lockdown, abantu abaningi bafa ngendlala instead of umkhuhlane. Imisebenzi yasuka yavalwa and abantu bangavunyelwa ukudayisa, ukuthengisa ngaphandle, like imsika nama-shop amancane le abathi ama-tuck shop in kwakungavunyelwa nge-lockdown yakuqala. Kodwa le eyamanje le basuka baba-stubborn, ngoba umumo abawubonayo nge-lockdown yokuqala abafunanga ukuthi balokhuze, iphinde futhi le ndlala abangena kuye ekuqaleni. And basuka benza ama-protest ukuthi abayifuni kahle kahle i-lockdown, ngoba imuli zabo zisuka zilambe, i-business zabo futhi zisuka zenze ziwe phansi.
Okunye esikubonayo njalo, siyabona abantu bechiswa njengendlela yokuba ngcwaba njengoba kulisiko labo. Ungasitshela ukuthi umumo unjani kwezokuchiswa lokhu kwabantu, njengoba sibona ngani sebechiswa lasezitalati?
Isiko labo lokuchisa abantu abashonileyo, abafileyo lapha e-India. Kodwa hayi bonke, kunamakristu lakhona and kunabantu laba abanamasiko abo ukungcwaba abantu abafileyo. Manje ukuchisa lokhu kulezi nsuku sekungani sekukhuphuke kakhulu, ngoba bazama ukuthi according to what they are saying, bathi bona umuntu oshone nge-corona akafanelanga ukuthi abanjwe ngabantu, imuli zakhe noma abantu abaseduze, ngoba besithi khona umkhuhlane lo uzomemetheka. And imuli eziningi kakhulu azijabulanga ngoba amanye amasiko abo bayabayalela ukuchisa lo muntu ofe ne-corona, bathi yona kafanga normally. So it's not in there, akukho emasikweni abo ukuthi bashise umuntu onjalo. Ngakhona-ke amapholisa asuka angenelele kulezi ndaba ezinjalo, bayenze bona bashise bona ngaphandle kwe-community enaleyo. Sithi i-tradition yabo lapha, sithi e-village lapha abayalileyo ukuthi umuntu lo ashiswe, bayamthatha-ke amaphoyisa bayamshisela esibhedlela.
Okokugcina, ungavalelisa abalaleli?
Ngiyabonga ngokunginika isikhathi sokuthi uba ehlelweni ngithanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ikakhulu abasekhaya ngithanda ukubacebisa ukuthi bahlale benanzelele beyenze lokho abatshela ukuthi bakwenze benze social distancing and ba continue ukugeza izandla sonke isikhathi uma bengaphuma ngaphandle ukuthi basinde sibe se eceleneli elikahle singaphathwa umkhuhlane lo ngoba umemetheka ngespeed esikhulu ngiyabona
lo ke ngonkosazana nomthandazo onkomazana isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele India ebesixoxa la ikuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo.